The Isle of Lewis, off the west coast of Scotland, has a long and distinguished history of gospel blessing. In the early 1950s, the Reverend Duncan Campbell was invited there to hold a series of gospel services. During those meetings, God was pleased to move in what was later to become known as the Isle of Lewis Revival. The island is a small knit community with strong Presbyterian roots. The godly islanders have sought to maintain the old paths of Sunday observance and Christian worship. However, that is under attack. On Lord's Day, 19th of July, 2009, a ferry company commenced sailings from the Scottish mainland to the island. Newspapers carried the report under the heading, Scottish Island Sacred Sunday Under Threat. The report went on to state, an unholy row has broken out over a ferry company's decision to sail on Sunday between a remote Scottish island and the mainland. Residents in the Isle of Lewis, who keep a strict Sabbath, no television, no housework, no shopping, are angry that the Caledonian MacBrien Ferry Company is to start running services between Stornoway, the island's capital, and Ullapool on the Scottish mainland. John Roberts, spokesman for the Lord's Day Observance Society, said of the move, "This is an affront to the religious beliefs and wishes of the people of the island." He added, "The Sunday ferry service is a direct threat to this way of life, which stands for Christian beliefs, the Bible and the Word of God. The majority of the 18,000 islanders strictly adhere to the books of Genesis and Exodus from the Old Testament, in which God declared the seventh day reserved for rest and worship." The report continued, "The fight to prevent the ferry from docking in Stornoway dates back decades. In 1965, the Reverend Angus Smith, a now retired Free Church of Scotland minister, laid down on a pier to block a ferry from trying to dock on a Sunday. He predicted then, the Sabbath sailings will bring nothing but trouble. Church attendance will drop, shops will open, and crime will go up." The ferry company, which is owned by the Scottish Government, said it made the decision to start the Sunday sailings after community consultations. A positive response, combined with the worry over breaching equality laws, led to the decision. It says it received legal advice that it would be unlawful to withhold the service because of the religious views of one part of a community. Sabbath Day Observance. It has ever been a controversial subject. Controversial in the Old Testament in the days of Nehemiah, and controversial in the New Testament even in the days of Christ. But there are some things to remember. Firstly, God has set one day and seven apart for worship and rest. The fourth commandment states, Exodus 20:9-11, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Moreover, we need to remember that man has always sought to set God's law to the side, and this includes the fourth commandment. This is not a new development. Natural man rejects the law of God. Society at large has despised the Ten Commandments. It counts them for nothing. Think of the murder of millions of unborn children under the name of abortion, and it's obvious that multitudes have thrown the law of the Lord to the side. Furthermore, the rejection of the fourth commandment will invariably lead to a downgrade in society. Sin is a reproach to any nation. A careless approach to the Sabbath day is usually followed by a careless approach to spiritual and eternal things. While God does permit acts of mercy and necessity, he does deserve and does command obedience to his law regarding the Sabbath. Disobedience in one part will surely lead to disobedience in another. Moreover, the Lord's Day provides an opportunity to worship God and attend to the preaching of his word. And this should be maintained at all costs. The Isle of Lewis is known as the Isle of Revival. May it please the Lord to visit his work there again and send a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive.